right, winner set, sectional wrestling underway, and the tickets are being punched for a journey to the well.
We had one wrestler as we started the day, Jason, with an undefeated record, and that was Kane Seeley from Perry. He was 41-0 going into the 215-pound championship here at the district tournament in Winterset, Iowa. And he keeps his record intact with a quick first period pin. Kane Seeley of Perry, a perfect 43-0, headed to the well on Wednesday. You know, Jason, we've got a couple of important wrestlebacks coming up for the Albion Blue Demons. We've got a couple of young wrestlers. They're going to be wrestling back. And coaching becomes very important with wrestlebacks. An inordinate amount of time, the better wrestler gets beat in a wrestleback. The reason why is because you've got a wrestler that has just been beaten, and a wrestler that's got momentum going for him. He has just won. And the wrestler that won wants to take that momentum onto the match and achieve that win. So I'm sure that Coach Wenger has got his pupils in the locker room telling them about how to handle the emotions of a wrestleback.
Showers and Cicada will go out of here, and their hopes of a wrestleback. But you're so right, Joe. The mental part of this game, but any game, is so crucial, and the momentum can in life takes you a lot of directions.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. The consolation match at 215 features, at 285 features Tony. How do you say that?
Cicada.
Tony Cicada from Clark versus Dylan Showers of Sheraton. So this is a rematch of the championship last week in Sheraton.
We're wanting Showers to advance here.
And we'll keep it right with you here, folks. They're planning on going right into the wrestlebacks.
Unbelievable. Cicada gets the pin. I'll tell you what, Joe, that was a quick move.
That was a quick move. Just Dylan Showers got caught there. And Cicada hoping that the winner will be Tyler White from Perry. But White finds himself trailing 2-0 from his Dallas Center Grimes opponent, Zach Bauer. Albia's contestants for the wrestleback, Griffin Osing and Shadow Leshen, have emerged from the locker room with head coach Wenger and assistant head coach Helm. Nice job by the Albia Blue Demon coaching staff this year. We've named them before. I'll run them down again. You got head coach Dave Wenger, assisted by Derek Schofield, Tommy Pickrell, Tim Folkerts, and Darren Helm. Just a great coaching staff. They do a good job. Some of those coaches are volunteers, unpaid, but Albia Wrestling is their passion.
Absolutely. They just they pour it out into the kids. Here's a pin by it looks like Bauer gets the pin.
Yep. Shadow Leshen getting his singlet hitched up, and he will compete for the last spot at 103 to go to state. It's going to be Shadow Leshen of Albia against Trevor Murano of Dallas Center Grimes. So Murano, he might have taken a lesson from Derek Miller with that unorthodox style that Miller executed, kneeling, literally, crawling around on the mat like a cat. And he was cat quick, able to catch Shadow Leshen in a 5-point move, and that propelled him to the championship. So Derek Miller from Winterset is your 103-pound champion. Shadow Leshen, the second loss of the year. First loss at 103 there for Shadow Leshen, and he will take the mat.
I just I think that if Shadow can get the win here, it really is taught him something about what he might see as he gets to state. Every coach is going to be able to have the time to scout out the wrestlers are going to go against, because you know who's in line. And that'll be something that coaches will talk about.
That was a great job by the coaches of the Winterset Huskies. That, you know, they figured out a way to beat Shadow Leshen with their wrestler Derek Miller, and he got it done. The announcer has just announced that we're going to go right into the wrestleback matches until such time as we're up against the 45-minute time limit. If that happens, we'll send it back to the studio.
Yep.
But for right now, we're going to leave it here. Jason Summers and Joe Sinclair bringing you live wrestling action from the Winterset High School Gymnasium. It's the wrestlebacks. This is it. It's the one and done.
Is it?
I love it. It's the best thing that you can have from a spectator standpoint. And we're seeing Shadow Leshen trot out to the center of the mat. He's going to go against Trevor Murano from Dallas Center Grimes.
Man,
winner goes
really,
to state, loser goes home.
I just love the way that I really like the chances here with Shadow. He is so strong and quick.
I'll be very interested to see if his Dallas Center opponent drops back. He does.
Oh, yes, he does the same
thing.
He does the exact same thing.
Shadow has seen this, and his opponent from Dallas Center Grimes, Trevor Murano, has not seen Shadow and has not practiced that as much, but he's in on a single leg here at the edge of the mat. They're off. They're off the mat. They'll reset it with a minute 47 seconds left.
You just know that every coach is going to be talking about this because Shadow is such a good takedown art. He's got the takedown record. He beat Nick Pickrell's takedown record for a single season, and coaches are aware of that.
This wrestler, Murano, is down on one knee. He isn't down on two. And that knee that was exposed, Shadow's in. Good counter by Murano. Shadow in on the double leg.
Potentially dangerous.
Don't be surprised to see Shadow just take it to this kid in the waning moments of this first period,
Jason.
You've
seen the exact same thing strategy-wise here.
Trevor Murano from Dallas Center Grimes, his hips are literally less than
There's
six
a inches. Double takedown or double leg takedown by Shadow Leshen. Yeah. He just outstrengthed Murano.
Murano didn't have enough time to practice that move, but his hips are literally less than 6 inches off the mat.
And Shadow just lets go of him, and they go back to the center of the mat. And there's Nick Pickrell over there. Talk about a guy that knows how to come back.
Nick Pickrell, come back for the UNI Panthers this year. Shadow Leshen covers as they reset. Your score is 2-0. Shadow Leshen and the wrestle back at 103 pounds against Trevor Murano from Dallas Center Grimes. Leshen with the first period takedown. He's working to tilt. He's got the arm through the crotch. He's working to tilt, and now
he gets it.
He's going for the cradle. Still got the tilt. He's got the arm T-barred. T-bar arm for Shadow Leshen. Count through 40 seconds. Shadow going to try to control that arm and work up top with a cradle. Near the edge of the mat, Shadow drags him back. Shadow Leshen, 103 pounds, leading 2-0 over Trevor Murano of Dallas Center Grimes. They're off the mat. With 29 seconds left in the first period in this 103-pound wrestleback, win you go to state, lose you go home match, Shadow Leshen leads 2-0.
Got a wrestle back going on over here on this far mat. Trying to get the 125 wrestle back. We're obviously concerned about this one with Shadow Leshen. I'm sure it wasn't a Centerville or Sheraton wrestler, but it's not. Shadow Leshen out in front here, 2-0, 20 seconds to go, opening period. Leshen brings down Moreno right to the mat.
Yeah. The 125 wrestleback is Garrett Owens from Centerville versus Taylor Brammer from Central Decatur Leon. So we'll keep you posted on that. But Shadow Leshen with the tilt. He's got his opponent on the back. Two back points. Shadow quickly keeps control. And at the end of the second period, scores 2 points for the near fall. Your score, Shadow Leshen 4. His opponent, Trevor Murano from Dallas Center Grimes, 0.
And at 125, Garrett Owens trying to get the wrestle back here for Centerville to advance to the state tournament. The winners of these two matches will move on.
Shadow is going to be in the neutral position here as we start. Immediately, Murano drops down to one knee. He's got
Shadow's
one
down
knee.
On the mat as well.
Shadow gets down on. He's
look
around.
How quick he is. Oh, my, what a move. Shadow Leshen, double leg, down to the mat, 2 for Leshen.
I think Leshen figured out how to combat that. I think he figured out, okay, you're going to get low, I'll get low with you. And Shadow with a quick double leg takedown through the half. Nelson in while he had him up in the air. Alertly, Murano gets to his stomach before Shadow can bring him to the mat. But with a minute and 33 seconds left, Shadow Leshen leads 6-0 in the wrestle back at 103 pounds. He's trying to lock up a cradle. He's working out top. He's got his opponent broken down. Murano from Central Dallas Center Grimes is broken down. Leshen on top with a 6-0 lead, trying the tilt. He's got the arm T-barred. So it's a T-bar. Leshen working the tilt. Going to try to get some back points here. With a minute 10 left in the second period, Leshen leads 6-0. We're bringing you live wrestling action. It's the Wrestlebacks, the district tournament. This is the one-and-done matches where you find all kinds of flying cradles and suicide cradles and headlocks. Just everybody knows this is it. You win, you go to state. If you don't, you go home.
Garrett Owens over here at Centerville trails 4-2 against Anderson of Dallas Center Grimes.
Shadow's off the mat with 51 seconds left in his second period match, and he leads 6-0.
Shadow has done a great job of countering and they throw right back to the mat.
Yeah, his opponent got a nice stand up there, and Shadow just quickly takes him down. He's working the cradle right now. It looks like he's a little bit out front, but quickly spins behind. Just a cat quick guy. He's got the cradle locked up now.
Cradle.
There's back points. Shadow Leshen scoring back points for the Albie Blue Demons. With 29 seconds left, Shadow's going to try to get his knees in the ribs. It's a near side cradle. Shadow Leshen looking at the coaches, looking at the clock, knows what he needs to do to execute and get this pin. He's got the knee in the ribs. Excellent job by Mirano, Dallas Center Grimes. Even though he can't get out of this cradle, he's tilting his shoulders just enough to keep his left shoulder off the mat. Shadow still in there tight with that cradle. He's got the three-point near fall. We'll make your score 9-0 if he can't pin him in the next 4 seconds. Counting down at the end of the second period, Shadow Leshen with a three-point near fall enjoys a 9-0 lead. Going to the third period, he gets the choice and he takes up. He takes
Absolutely.
Neutral. He knows how to wrestle these
now,
kids
Mirano
now.
Goes to his feet. Shadow drops down to his knees.
Shadow was the first one to drop down that time.
And Mirano's backing up, and Shadow takes the leg and they go right off the edge of the mat. But Shadow is aggressive. He's had enough.
Shadow's had enough. He wants to go to state. I'm sure he's disappointed with his loss, but he quickly spins and takes down. Nope, they are going to call a caution on Mirano from Dallas Center Grimes for jumping the whistle.
There's the ankle grab by Shadow. He's got him up on one leg.
He's going to try the trip here. He's going to try the trip and lock
right
up the cradle.
There it is.
This match will end by pin. Shadow Leshen has the cradle in.
Leshen.
It's over 1 minute 37 seconds remained in the third period when Shadow Leshen got it done. Congratulations to Albia Shadow Leshen.
Absolutely great job.
Making his freshman trip to the well at 103 pounds.
And he learned a lot from that opening match. And you know now that that's what he's going to face. I imagine there will be other wrestlers at the well, particularly early on, who will employ the same technique. But right here at 125, we still have Garrett Owens trying to get the wrestle back for Centerville and punch his ticket to the well.
Yeah, Owens for Centerville at 125 pounds, trails 4-3. Minute 45 left in the third period. So we've got Centerville going at 140 pounds as well on mat number one. So wrestling both these wrestlebacks on both mats, I'm sure the Centerville coaching staff feels a little bit stretched right now having to have two of their wrestlers try to make it to state at the same time.
Owen, and we have an escape over here, and Owen trails 5-3 with 123 to go.
Owens just cut him there.
Yep.
Well, if you want to watch the 125-pound match for the Centerville fans, I'll take care of the 140-pound bout. It's Kyler Risher for Centerville. He is wrestling a winner set opponent, Tyson Bowman.
Owen and Anderson going out of here at 125 with 114 to go. Owens trailing by two. They're wrestling right at the center of the mat. Owens got to get a takedown here to tie this thing up as we approach the one-minute mark.
The 140-pound match. Risher off the mat.
Shot by Owens. And Owens nearly get the takedown. Now a switch going on. And a switch by Anderson. Or Brammer, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Brammer of CDL. Gets the switch and gets the takedown. And now it's a 7-3 lead for Brammer.
Garrett Owens down there at 125 pounds is just going to have to bring it from the center of his guts if he is to be a state qualifier for the Centerville Big Reds at 125 pounds in 2011.
Here's some back points being earned, quick back points by Brammer. And he gets the two-point near fall. And now a 9-3 lead for Brammer as Owens trails with 27 seconds left. Kyler Risher in your matchup waiting for a blood timeout.
No, it's an injury timeout. Tyson Bowman from Winterset took a pretty good thump on his head to the mat, and the medical staff here was doing the how many fingers am I holding up routine with him. Brammer is okay, though. He continues the match with 1 minute 15 seconds left in the first period. It's a scoreless tie at 140-pound wrestleback. Brammer backing up. They're off the mat. Risher, the more aggressive wrestler here. I wouldn't be surprised to see Risher with some real aggressive moves here.
And it's Garrett Owens on his feet with 1 second left. He's not going to have enough to come back. He will fall 9-5. A valiant effort there by Garrett Owens. He'll finish third at 125.
Tough loss for the Big Reds there.
And we're going to move to 145 here real quickly. And the Centerville fans are rooting on Kyler Risher taking on Bowman of Winterset. And we're going to have Osing and Waugh going out of here. Osing of Albia here at 145.
At 140 pounds in the wrestle back, Risher, the much more aggressive wrestler. 35 seconds left, first period of that match. We'll bring you the Griffin-Osing match live and keep you updated over here what's going on with Centerville's 140-pounder.
Osing and Waugh meet at the center of the mat.
Osing with a controlling arm. He controls the arm. Looks like he's going to try a head shuck and spin. He
releases.
Cuts him.
They'll find each other once again.
They're at the center of the mat. Osing in control of the arms of Waugh. Cuts him again.
This is a repeat of last week's championship match.
Griffin Osing, Albie's 145-pound freshman phenom. He has a 36-11 record right now. Tucker Waugh, the junior from Central Decatur Leon, has a 26-13 record after today's matches.
Bowman gets the takedown on Kyler Risher, who trails, or now it's 2-0. Yeah, Risher trailing
that was
going to the second period.
Just a quick takedown there at the conclusion of the first period. Risher is down 2-0. Griffin Osing at the center of the mat with a minute 13 seconds left in the first period of his 145-pound wrestle back here at the Winterset Districts. No score.
Griffin got a pin right out of the gate here today. Then lost in the championship bracket, now in the wrestle back here at 145.
Griffin Osing will be Albia's last competitor of the day. He's
shot an ankle. He's got the ankle, Joe.
He's going to come out the back, and if he can control him down to the mat with the trip, he's got the leg elevated with 52 seconds left. He's going to try the flip. There's a two-point takedown for Griffin Osing. He leads 2-0 with 47 seconds off the mat.
Griffin.
Great job by Griffin Osing. 2-0, he leads. First period action, 47 seconds left.
What a great accomplishment it would be if the Blue Demons were able to get Osing and Shadows as freshmen to the state tournament, along with Poe, White, for Albia.
Got Shadow Leshen in there at 103 pounds. Congratulations to Shadow. Kyler Risher with a takedown. Finds himself on top 3-2 over his Winterset opponent, Bowman. At 145 pounds, Griffin Osing in control with 22 seconds left, riding his opponent. 18 seconds, 2-0, Griffin Osing. Waugh. Stand up by Waugh.
Trip.
Osing takes him back down, puts his face into the mat, and looks like Waugh might have a little bit of a stunned feeling in his face because he's just not doing anything right now.
Oh, great job of riding Waugh out here. If he can hang on here, Griffin Osing holds on and rides Waugh out. He rode him for about a minute, minute five, something along those lines.
Yeah, it was a good job riding by Griffin Osing to keep a 2-0 lead intact going into the second period.
Griffin wins the coin toss and will defer.
Waugh selects, takes the down position. He'll get set.
Well, Kyler Risher out in front here, 3-2. In the third period, 55 seconds to go. Risher wanting to make another trip back to the state tournament.
His opponent, Bowman of Winterset, getting some blood time here. Griffin Osing with minute 52. We're ticking through the second period. Osing on top. A reach back of the leg by Tucker Waugh of Central Decatur Leon. Osing with the sprawl. Osing still on top, in control. He gets back behind the hips. He's controlling the hand. Controlling the hand. Sit out by Waugh. Taken away by Osing. The arm trailed. Waugh's on his base now. Osing trying to break him down. Osing's out front, trying to break him down out front on top. He's clear out on his head, Jason. A little bit too high there, but he gets back behind. Still a little bit too high. I'm sure the coach would like to see him a little bit back more on the hips with a minute and 16 seconds left here in the second period.
If this was a college wrestling, Osing would have over nearly 2 minutes of riding time. He's over 2 minutes of riding time right now. That would be bonus points, but... right now, Griffin doing a great job of controlling Waugh on top.
Really, Waugh looks like he's in great shape.
Yep. There's Risher with the run.
Kyler Risher has his opponent on his back. His opponent is crying for mercy, crying for help. And it looks like with the leg split, Kyler Risher. I can't tell. Risher on top. Risher's got a three-point near fall. He'll take control of this match. With a six to 2 lead, 6-2, Kyler Rischer. 11 seconds left here in the second period.
Griffin Olsen continues to ride out Wall here with 40 seconds to go. Second period, Griffin on top, 2-0.
Really a whole lot of nothing going on, yep. It looks like, but there's all kinds of action down there. A lot of hand action with Griffin Olsen. Neither wrestler anywhere near getting called for stalling here. Waugh doing a great job getting broken down, getting back to his base, trying to stand up, trying to sit out. Griffin Osing has an answer for every one of those things. And if Griffin Osing can ride him out here for the next 19 seconds with this deep waist in, he will be at a decided advantage going into the third period. He'll be able to take down and get that 1 point.
And we have a point earned.
A point earned. There was a stall warning somewhere that I didn't see, and Griffin Osing gives up the stall point with 9 seconds to go. I disagree with that, but hopefully it is something that happened early.
Do not want to get the escape here with 6 seconds to go. He's got to hold on. Griffin trying to hold on to Wall. Brings him back down to the mat. 2 seconds. 1. And that will conclude the second period. But that was a huge stall call.
That was a huge stall call. The score now is 2-1, and Griffin Osing takes the bottom. I expect to see him explode out of there, yep. Jason, and we'll see Griffin Osing with a chance to earn his way into the state tournament with a win here at 145 pounds.
Griffin Osing on the bottom here to begin the third and final period with a chance to go to the well. The freshman
a great
with a 2-1 lead.
A great thing just happened here. Waugh put his leg in, and there's no way Griffin can get called for stalling if that leg is in there.
Griffin tries to get to his feet. Waugh brings him down to the mat once again. 1:39 to go. Waugh on top.
A minute 37 seconds left. A lot of time left here. Yep. The official says mix it up, guys. Waugh takes the leg out. Griffin gets the stand-up.
Griffin trying to separate hands, turns, faces the wrestler, and off the edge of the mat. Boy, just as he was going to get the escape.
Yeah, that was real close to the edge of the mat. Time left in this match is a minute 27 seconds. Griffin Osing leads 2-1. You're listening to the live wrestling action from the Wrestleback matches at the Winterset High School Gymnasium. Is Tucker Waugh from Central Decatur Leon versus Griffin Osing at Albia. Osing leads 2-1. They're wrestling for a chance to be in the state tournament on Wednesday. Griffin Osing on the bottom. Waugh on the top. Waugh with the leg in. Waugh on the legs. Waugh on the legs. Osing gets his base. Gets his base. Now he's flattened out. Waugh trying to bar the arm. He's got the chicken wing in. He got chicken wing in. A quick roll by Osing, and Osing
faces
gets the escape.
Wrestler.
With 53 seconds left, Osing has a 3-1 lead. Take down by Waugh would tie it. Take down by Osing would pretty well seal the deal.
52 seconds to go. Osing
we reset.
Ties up Waugh.
We reset after the off the mat. Osing in control of arms. Waugh's only point has been a stalling point awarded. A little bit controversial there with 9 seconds left in the second period. Osing ties up. With 30 seconds left, I'm surprised we haven't seen Waugh take a shot. I think if he took a shot, it might give the official a chance to award a stall point. But Griffin Osing,
he just keeps pushing forward, and that'll help you out a little bit.
He's pushing forward. He won't get a stall call against him when he's pushing forward. Center of the mat.
30
now
seconds
Osing backs
to go.
Up. Now he pushes him back with 27 seconds left. Osing in control of the arms. It's 3-1 your score. Griffin Osing at 145 pounds, trying to advance as a freshman to the big dance. Underhook in place by Waugh.
Boy, he's on the backside trying to get that leg. He's got the single leg. Griffin in on that single leg with 12 seconds to go. Can hang on.
Osing with the single leg. If he takes him down here, it will be. He trips.
Trips him down to the mat. And
your
champ,
your runner-up is going to be Griffin Osing. He wins 5-1 in his wrestle back. Congratulations, Griffin Osing. Way to get it done in the last match for the Blue Demons here.
And Kyler Rischer over here for Centerville trying to get the win. He's got a pretty decisive lead here.
He's ahead 10-3 with a minute 3 left. Kyler Rischer in control of his match to go to the state tournament. He'll be a repeat qualifier for the Centerville Big Reds.
Is he shuck, and he throws a wrestler from Winterset to the mat, and then a Winterset wrestler is going to get an earful from the official as he gave a little nudge to Rischer, and Rischer tries for an ankle pick, nearly come up with it, fought off by Bowman of Winterset.
You know, the only coach in this gymnasium that had more than one wrestler in a wrestle back that went undefeated was Coach Dave Winger.
Yep.
And in both cases, it was the big momentum coming at his freshman wrestlers. And give credit to the coaches. Those boys were ready. The unorthodox style that worked against Shadow Leshen, Shadow actually adopted to help him on his way to his pin of his opponent. And give credit to Griffin Osing coming off of the tough loss with a quick pin at the championship. able to get it done, achieve the second place medal, and go to the state tournament. Way to go, Blue Demons.
Here is Risher trying to get the win here at...
Risher leads 10-3. They're both on their feet. With 18 seconds left, Risher's content to just spar with his winner set opponent. And he will advance to the state Wednesday with this win. It's 10-3. 5 seconds to go. Risher will advance.
Kyler Risher from Centerville. He'll make another trip to the state tournament. And look who comes up here. Handsome Harley Race himself. The coach, head coach. And we're going to get an interview with him real quick, like here. Let me get my mic switch around here. And we'll do this real quick, like. Got the wrong one here.
You're going to have to talk. There we go. We're taking care of a few equipment issues here, folks, while we wait on Coach Dave Winger. Congratulations, Coach. We'll get a microphone for you here in just a second.
We're going to pull this one out right here.
And I think we're live.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations. What an outstanding day. And to have it end with two of your wrestlers in a wrestle-back situation. And Joe, you just had mentioned this. The momentum in that situation was going to their opponent. You must have talked to the guys in the locker room before coming out to the mound.
Yeah, we told them that there's really nothing worse than a wrestle-back at districts. And really the only thing that makes it good is if you win. So, you know, it's a tough situation for especially the young guys to be in. But, you know, after the first round, we told them that nothing's a lock. You know, at districts, you got to wrestle to the end. And they definitely did that, so I was happy about that.
Coach Winger, Joe Sinclair here. Were you surprised at the unorthodox stance that Derek Miller from Winterset used to hand Shadow Leshen his only 103-pound defeat, just his second loss of the year?
Yeah, that's good coaching there. I mean, the bad news is that we had to wrestle him twice, and there's nothing worse than having to try to beat a guy a third time, and that's kind of what concerned me about Griffin's match there as well, is that... you know, that was the third time that we faced him, so they've got plenty of time to figure out what our style is, and it's good for us. I mean, you know, we know, you know, we don't like to lose those matches, obviously, Shadow with the Winterset kid, but we're going to have to learn how to wrestle guys from their knees.
Well, I was very impressed with Shadow's job in his wrestle back. He actually adopted that down-on-the-mat style and used it to help get the pin.
Yeah, and that's a testament to our volunteer coaches and Coach Helm and Tom Pickrell helping out with that. You know, extra set of eyeballs never hurt. And you know, we coached him up there in between rounds.
I saw Shadow and Griffin come out of the locker room together with you. What did you tell him in the locker room before the wrestle back?
Well, you know, I told him, you know, this is a dream. This is a lifetime thing here. So, you know, knowing that you're 6 minutes away from making it happen, you know, the thing that I like about this atmosphere is once you're a state qualifier, you're always a state qualifier. So, you know, I just kind of tried to pump them up and kept them confident. When you come off a hard loss like that, it's hard to get those guys pumped back up. You know, the guy that wrestles in to get a wrestle back is pumped up. You know, the guy that loses in the finals is pretty down on himself. So you don't have much time. You got to get those kids thinking the positive way.
Well, you did a great job with that.
I'm sorry. You had a great job by all your wrestlers today. You know, you go up and down the line. You got guys that come out and really competed. And maybe the most challenging match of the day was that one right out of the gate by Brett Leshen. You know, he lost 1-0, but that was a great contest.
Yeah, we knew coming in that 130-pound weight class was going to be stacked, and of course they're all stacked here. But I thought Brett did a really nice job wrestling his match. You know, there's Brett's a good technician, but he, you know, the Perry kid especially was just ripped. So, you know, we have to counteract that with our technique, and I thought he did a fabulous job. I just feel sorry that feel bad that he ran into such a tough bracket.
Well, Coach, there were 22 wrestlers ranked at some point during the season, and 17 of them are ranked right now. And you know, Sheraton had two state qualifiers last year that aren't going to make it this year, Casca and Harbor. So tough, heartbreaking loss there for the senior from Sheraton Harbors.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've seen him a lot over the course of the last 4 years, and we have the utmost respect for all of our conference opponents. And, you know, we spill the same blood that they do, and when it comes down to a day like this, we're rooting for them.
We're rooting for everybody that's in this gymnasium right now, as of right now, because our Blue Demons are done wrestling. And a solid either second or first place finish for the Blue Demons here. Where do you think it's going to wash out with Perry?
Yeah, I think our finals round kind of messed us up a little bit there, but, you know, it's still a strong showing. You know, the kids did a good job, and to qualify seven here, you know, it takes a team effort to get that job done. And I looked on the wall there before I came, and we've only won two district titles in our history, so I don't know. I've seen weirder things happen in this sport, but I don't think we quite pulled it through a second or third place here.
Coach, you send four wrestlers on, and four wrestlers who I think are not just content to be there, but four wrestlers who plan to put themselves on the podium in some real serious contention for some championships.
Yeah, you know, we know what we have to do a little bit differently too with this competition, and you know, it gave us some homework to do this next week, and it'll be a short week. We wrestle Wednesday night, and we'll get a couple good practices in, and maintain our weight, and I think these guys will, you know, be hungry to win. I know that our matchups will come out late tonight, so we'll know who we have, and then we can kind of start looking and scouting a little bit and seeing what we need to do for Wednesday night.
Well, very good. Head coach Dave Winger, head coach of the Abbey wrestling team, congratulations as he sends four wrestlers on. And coach, we're very, very proud of you, and Spuds from Nebraska says hello.
Yeah, I wonder if he's gotten off the couch yet today. He's kind of we call him Spud because he's a couch potato, so I doubt that he's peeled himself off the couch today, so I'm glad he's listening.
Well, Coach, I hope you go find the couch and relax a little bit. Thanks so much. Congratulations, Head Coach Dave Winger. We're going to be right back. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers live from Winter City. We wrap things up here from sectional wrestling. Four Albion wrestlers will be on the podium here, and we'll be heading to the state tournament. We'll be right back. Sectional wrestling.
It's district
it
wrestling. District.
That's what I meant to say. Read my mind.
We're here from the Winterset High School Gymnasium. A little bit of controversy going here at the conclusion of the 152-pound wrestleback between the Central Decatur wrestler and his opponent from Scranton. Yeah. They are sorting it out. The officials are conferring with the scorers, are conferring with the coaches, and we'll tell you who the final qualifier at 152 pounds is going to be.
They have a 7-6 final on the board, but obviously some confusion as to who.
Jefferson Scranton is the leader on that, but they're trying to figure it out.
Look who just snuck up here.
It's Matt White.
The champion here today.
And it's Shadow Leshen, and it's Dakota Poe. We're going to have a nice interview here with these three state qualifiers, and I suppose we'll have Griffin up here in a little bit too, won't we, guys?
Matt White, congratulations, the champion here this afternoon. Matt, you really went out with full intent to pin your way to state.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Had a tough match Tuesday against Marlin. Came out, you know, getting defeated there, and it woke me up, made me realize I have to work harder. I got more work to do to get to the top of the podium this year, and I came out here with a mission to prove to everyone I'm ready to win it this year.
Well, you definitely set the tone, Joe, as he really came out and dominated.
Yeah, a couple of seniors up here with us, champions on the podium here, Dakota Poe and Matt White. And Dakota, when you were out there on your second match in the championship there, looked like that kid running away from you might have made you a little angry.
Yeah, I think he was watching all these other kids out there wrestling on their knee and backing away, but I don't know.
He tried to do the same thing as sectional, just back away and try to get me to make a mistake, but I just capitalized on it and got through it.
Yeah, that was a really good pin, and we got Shadow Leshen up here with us too. Shadow, have you ever seen a guy wrestle on all fours like that?
No, actually I haven't. That was the first time I've ever actually seen that happen. So as soon as he went out there and he was on his knee, I kind of looked confused out there because I didn't know what to do. I haven't practiced that.
What did the coaches say to you when you came out for the second match that they knew they were going to see the same thing here in that second match in the wrestleback?
They just said just kind of go with it, just bang on the head a little bit, try to get him off balance, and then he won't get on his knee anymore. But apparently he stayed there, and I just made him pay the price for that. So.
Well, I thought it was a very good effort on your part to adopt that unorthodox style, and we got to cut you loose, Shadow. You got to go stand on the podium and get your first place pin.
Congratulations, Matt White. Great job. Dakota Poe, great job. Gentlemen, go down and get your medals. You earned it, and that was first class. I'm come up here real quick and get on the air. We really appreciate the work they do.
Jason, they love the support that they get from our community just as much as we love calling it and you love hearing it. It's an awesome thing to have such great community support for Albia Blue Demon Wrestling and Albia Athletics in general. We're going to have a barn burner tonight for the girls' basketball game at 7 o'clock. Hope everybody that's in town can make it for that.
I really like the prospects of the girls advancing on as well. They've got a good draw, and they're going to have to come out and play hard, but they've got the talent to do it.
Jason, it's about 120 yards from where we stand on a circuitous route to the center of the mat, and Shadow Leshen is already down there and has received his second place award.
I do not
award.
Know how he got down there that quick. I think I figured out why they call him the Shadow.
I think he might have jumped over the railing and scaled the wall.
Shadow Leshen, and the wrestleback comes back at 103. It was Miller. Derek Miller, give credit where credit's due. He came out in an unorthodox manner, and because he'd faced a Shadow Leshen in the week before, and that was the difference, and he gets the win. Shadow Leshen does advance the state in the wrestle comeback victory. Moving into 112. And just coming in, Jason Crosby, congratulations. He does win the wrestle back. He will advance to state as well.
That's great because he had a tough first-round loss there and got it done in the consolation and then was fortunate enough to get a chance to wrestle back. So congratulations. I think that makes three that got through for Eddyville.
Good job by the Rockets. Tanner Cowan gets the championship at 112. And Jimmy Szczynski of Van Meter, relative to the Szczynski's, Paul Szczynski's son from Albia. So yep. Congratulations to both Jimmy and Tanner Cowan. At 119, it was Flack getting the victory from, I can't even remember.
Eric Freed from Clark was your champion. Was he? And he got through. Chase Flack was your champion. And the runner-up in a wrestle-back was Tyler Oviatt of Dallas Center Grimes.
Very good. It was Flack getting the win at 125, and Brammer and the wrestle back getting the victory at 125. Garen Owens will finish third place for Centerville at 125. At 130, Silva, the 30-1 wrestler coming into the today, defeated Brett Leshen 1-0 and gets the championship at 130. It was Jacob England getting the runner-up, and will go to the state. Brett Leshen finishes fourth at 130 pounds. Matt White just absolutely dominating.
Dominating performance by Matt White. We had him up here just a minute ago. He planned on pinning his way through to the state tournament. Tough loss for him there Tuesday, but like he said, he knows that he's got a lot more to do if he wants to stand on the top of the podium next Saturday.
Matt White, the champion, 135. It was Keegan Mama of ADM with the other berth to the state wrestling tournament.
And a tough third-place finish for last year's qualifier, Dustin Harbors of Sheraton. Tough dream crush for Dustin.
Yeah, that was tough to watch. But Will Stetzel at 140 gets the championship. He's that 140-pounder we talked about, just a bit like a...
Yeah, pound for pound, probably the most strong man in here today. Kyler Risher from Centerville did a great job in his wrestle back and achieves the other berth at 140 pounds.
It was Logan Gushkin of ADM getting the championship at 145, and Griffin Osing, who pinned Caleb Jordan right out of the gate and then came back in the wrestle back and gets the second place finish at 145 and will advance to the state tournament.
At 152 pounds, Dakota Poe pins his way to the championship, and Gabe Shamish from Trenton Carson from Central Decatur Leon is your other state qualifier.
At 160, I believe it was Davis that gets the victory, and I'm not sure who came back.
McMurphy from Dallas Center Grimes with your second place finish there.
At 171, it was Grove who got the victory, and
Jordan
Anderson.
Grove from ADM is your champion. Sam Anderson from Dallas Center Grimes, your other state qualifier. Your 189-pound matches have not been yet concluded. Richie England from Centerville is waiting for enough time to elapse so that he can compete in his wrestle back against Corey Beadler from Perry.
Now Manning gets the championship. Manning's that other wrestler we talked about that, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Hard to believe how they're put together.
Yeah, they're just some absolute titans of men in here today, folks. It's by far the toughest district competition that we have seen in several years.
Let's take a quick timeout while they finish up here and get prepared for the wrestle back at 189, and we'll bring you that wrestle back here in just a moment when we come back to Winterset, back to the district finals. You're listening to wrestling right here on the all-new Thunder, Thunder Country, KIC. Welcome back here at 189. The wrestle back is Richard England trying to wrestle his way back and get another berth to the state tournament.
Richie England from the Centerville Big Reds against Corey Beadler from Perry. A couple of junior 189-pounders going at it here as we just get underway. First period action, 189-pound wrestle back, Centerville versus Perry. We're bringing you live wrestling action today, folks, from the Winterset High School Gymnasium. It's the districts. We're determining who gets to go to the state tournament. Top two from each of the 14 weight brackets. 103 pounds all the way up to 285. If you're just joining us, four Albia wrestlers made it through this tough district tournament. You'll see Shadow Leshen, Griffin Osing, Matt White, and Dakota Poe up at the state tournament on Wednesday.
England, no score here, just underway, first period.
Richard England wrestling back here, pummeling at the edge of the mat. They're off the edge of the mat. With a minute and 10 seconds, they'll reset. Neutral position, England from Centerville, Beadler from Perry. The 215-pound wrestle back is going on right now. It features Van Meters, Marcus Benton, and Dalton Rumley from Central Decatur, Leon. So we'll keep you apprised of the results of that while we bring you the live action over here on mat number two. It's Richie England from Centerville. Off the mat, they come back to the center. Count down through 43 seconds. 0-0 your score. 189-pound wrestle back. Winner goes to state. Loser goes home. Quick shot by England. Countered by Beadler. Angler on his feet. England on his feet. Shot by Beadler. Counter by England. Looks like both wrestlers are tentative here, not really moving their opponent, taking their shot, just kind of getting to their opponent and dropping down for the shot. Tied up now, 16 seconds to go, 0-0 your score. First period action from the 189-pound wrestle back, and we're going to have a little treat here, Jason.
Yeah.
As we get in between periods here, we're going to have a visit with state qualifier freshman Griffin Osing. Congratulations, Griffin.
Thank you.
What do you think, Griff? That was quite the comeback here. You get a pin right out of the gate, and you really were intent. You were on fire coming right out of the gate and had a great double leg shot that unfortunately he turned into a pin. But to come back, what did Coach tell you that when you guys were in the locker room before he came out of the mat about the wrestle back?
He just told me that I need to get moving. I need to get my head up, keep my spirits high, and just do my do what I've been doing all season. I'd be a state qualifier.
Well, Griffin, you got a lot of family and friends supporting you here and supporting you back home and listening to us here on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. Have you had a chance to give your mom a big hug yet?
Yeah, right after the match, I ran over there and I gave her a hug and a kiss, and everybody was congratulating me and felt pretty good.
Well, you had an excellent season as a freshman, and that season has been extended to the state tournament. And we're all real proud of you and your teammates that made it to the state tournament. And you got a lot of support here in the gymnasium and back home listening as well.
Thank you.
Griffin, congratulations, and enjoy the moment. You know, this is a big time for you guys, and you're a winner when you came in here. You're going to be a winner when you come out of the well, but enjoy the moment and enjoy the fullness of the ride.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Griffin Osing. Albie is 145-pound qualifier. He'll be wrestling at the well on Wednesday.
Oh, geez. When you look at the freshmen that we have in this class, they've been given all the tools from the upperclassmen of what it takes to be competitive winners, and I really just love the future of our program.
We've got a bright future, Albie Wrestling. Richie England with 53 seconds, trails 1-0. He started in the top position. His Perry opponent, Corey Beadler, escaped, and with 47 seconds left in the second period, as 1-0, England trailing. The winner of this match goes to state. Look to see Richard England in the third period.
Quick single leg,
and a 2-point takedown.
Boy.
Oh, Richie England takes his opponent down with a double leg takedown. His opponent was at least 4 feet outside the circle. Richie England, the only thing left on the mat that was inside the circle were his tippy toes, and that tippy toe takedown is worth a 2-1 lead here with 32 seconds left in the second period. Escaped by Beadler. I think Richie's in on double leg again, and he's going to get it again. Oh, it's the same exact thing as last time. He's off the mat now, though.
Boy, just nearly had that, but a good job of fighting it off.
2-2 your score. Two escapes for Beadler from Perry. The 2-point takedown by Richie England at the edge of the mat. Well, double leg here, underhook by England. He's backing up towards the mat. In deep is the Perry opponent, and a good job by Richie England getting off the mat there, Jason. That looked like it had 2-point takedown written all over it.
A good shot by Beadler, but England did a good job of fighting that off, as you said. 10 seconds to go here in the second period, tied at 2.
Excellent wrestling action here in the second period for Richie England, 189-pounder from Centerville.
And they're going to go to the third period, tied at 2. That's what you'd expect.
Richie England will take down. I expect to see him bust out of there with a stand-up. Really looked like Richie England in better condition than his Perry opponent. His Perry opponent is going to cover him with the triangle. He's got
the
triangle
on. Cut him loose.
He cuts him. It's a 3-2 Richard England lead. Richard England had two really good double-leg shots. One of them fruited the only takedown of the match. We've had three escapes, one by Richie England, and a 2-point escape, or two escapes by Beadler from Perry, and Richie England with the only takedown of the match. Minute 45 left here. They're off the mat. They reset neutral position. Third period action from the Winterset High School Gymnasium. It's district wrestling. Winner of this match, wrestle back action, goes to state. Richie England from Centerville battling it out with Corey Beadler from Perry for the last spot of the night to go to state. At 215 pounds just a moment ago, the Van Meter wrestler, Marcus Benton, thought he pinned his opponent, but it looks like not yet. They're still wrestling down there. Must have been an injury timeout.
Well, England's in on a single leg, has the ankle, gets the takedown. Now he's out in front, 5-2. 1:15 to go.
Great single leg takedown there by Richie England. He cuts him immediately. Your score is now 5-3. Richie England spins.
Gives a shot now. He's on the backside. Gets the takedown right at the edge of the mat. And that's a 7-3 lead for England. 1:02 to go.
7-3 lead for England. Right at the edge of the mat. The second mat edge takedown. The Perry folks are furious. But I think the official got the call right, Jason.
England on top. 7-3. And on top of Beadler. Now he releases. And we'll have an escape.
Their score now is 4-7. There's 53 seconds left in this match. Richie England, obviously the better wrestler on his feet. With
There's
the edge of the
leg.
Mat. Oh, just right another off, edge of the mat action. Corey Beadler from Perry is going to have to try a throw or something. If I were Richie England, I wouldn't tie up here. That's what Beadler's trying to do. He's trying to tie up. Richie England with the 3-point lead. He looks to advance to the state tournament as a 189-pound junior.
Beadler took a shot. England fought it off. Brings him down to the mat. Now
he's got the front headlock in.
He's got a three-point lead with 28 seconds to go. And they're back on their feet.
They're tied up again, which I'm sure the Centerville coaching staff doesn't like. An attempt at a throw by Perry there, Corey Beeler from Perry. That's all he's got. He knows that with 16 seconds left, he's going to have to throw Richie. And Richie
goes England, for the double leg takedown.
Your score, 9-4. Richie England advancing to the state tournament with 5 seconds to go. All the play is out of Corey Beeler from Perry. He gives up. Lays out on the mat, and Richard England, the 37-21 record for Centerville, the Big Red, advances to the state tournament.
Cowan and Richard, and now England advance for the Big Red. Congratulations, and they're on a trip to the Well next week as well, and we're going to have a lot of fun up there, bringing you lots of coverage from Wells Fargo Arena.
Jason's been an absolute blast broadcasting with you today. We've seen a lot of great wrestling action. We've seen some just fabulous performances by our own Blue Demons, as well as some great performances by Woodward Granger, wrestler, kept his perfect record intact. There was a wrestler that went 43-0, got to the state championships. That was a Perry boy, Kane Seeley. Just a bunch of great wrestling up here at Winterset today, and we're just tickle pink to be able to bring it to you live on KIIC.
Well, let's take a look here, too, at the action going on up at Knoxville. Tyler Chatterson at 135 loses the final wrestle back for second for Knoxville. It was, let's see here, it was Jay Fresh who will move on to the Wells Fargo Arena with a pin, and TJ Love loses in consolation, and he'll finish fourth. I believe it was Jason Crosby and his brother earning bids to the state tournament. Nathan Van Zanny will also get the bid. Jake and Jason Crosby and Nathan Van Zanny and Brett Roberts all advance for Eddyville Blakesburg to the Well. So we're going to have a lot of teams and wrestlers to follow next week when we head up there on Wednesday.
It'll be busy at the Well, and we're going to bring all the action to you live on KIIC and KIICradio.com. So check your schedules. They'll be in the newspapers for when the different classes are having their competitions, and we'll bring it all live to you.
Well, there's a couple of things that people can do right now to get themselves in an advantage situation to have knowledge and information, and that is if you send a text, get your phone out, folks. I'll make this easy for you right now. We will send out text to anyone who's in our system, but you have to send a text. Get your phone out. If you send a text to the number is 25827. This is who we're sending it to, 25827. In that text, type in just the letters KIIC. So send the letters KIIC to 25827, and we'll get you in our system and get you updated, and we'll be sending you text out updating you when we'll go on the air, who we'll be covering, and all the information and action throughout this very, very busy week coming up here next week.
And it's a really great deal. Yeah, a lot of times you get a text message and it's from somebody needing something or somebody that you maybe not want to hear. But every time you see that KIIC number come through there, you know it's going to be something joyful that you're going to hear.
Absolutely. Again, that's 25827. Send a text to 25827. Send the letters KIIC to 25827. Of course, you can go to our website at www.kiicradio.com. We'll be streaming live throughout the tournament. You can go back and check out today's action on the vault. Scott Fry back at the station doing a good job putting all that information in. And, of course, we'll have updates along the way on the website as well. But 25827, send a text to 25827, the letters KIIC, and we'll get you updated when we'll go on the air. Joe, what a fun day.
Great day today, Jason. A ton of fun. Congratulations to Coach Wenger and his four qualifiers for the state tournament. We can't wait for Wednesday.
Shadow Leshen, Griffin Osing, Matt White, and Dakota Poe all advance to the state. Kyler Richer, Cowan, and, of course, here right at the end, Richie England will move on for our friends from Centerville. And we'll be there come Wednesday night.
We're looking forward to it. Can't wait to bring it all live to you on KIIC Radio from the Well next week. State tournament action, wrestling in Albia.
For Joe Sinclair, this is Jason Summers thanking Scott Fry back at the station, and Joe Millies, the visionary and the supplier of all this technology. And thanks to you for making us a part of this broadcast and being a part of the Saturday afternoon. We'll see you at the Well, Wells Fargo Arena. You've been listening to Albia Wrestling right here on KIIC.